Minister Farrakhan is known for his combating something greater than mere flesh. He combats that which controls the flesh. Minister Farrakhan has not played the bum of the month thing that Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali finally had to do. You see, they ran out of great competitors, and they started having to deal with lesser and lesser fighters. It's been the opposite with Minister Farrakhan. The longer he toils, the greater enemy he comes up against. And the greater enemy he comes up against, the harder he fights, and the better the knockout. Today, he faces the greatest challenger that has ever come up against our champion. This is a challenger who knocked Henry Ford out of the ring. I know all of you are familiar with that. I know all of you know that this man, Henry Ford, who was a giant in industry, had the nerve to write a series of columns that was turned into volumes of books called The International Jew, and that he was forced to apologize and pay them for even saying so. So this is a challenger that has knocked this great man out of the ring. But here comes a black man. A black man who stands up today and challenges. Here's our champion. Here's our champion, Farrakhan. The world champion. The heavyweight champion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger. I greet you, my beloved brothers and sisters, with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Black brother and sister, Puerto Rican brother and sister, Chicano brother and sister, Native American brother and sister, Arab brother and sister, oppressed people of the world. This book, Quran, is the favor of God to all human beings of every color, every race, every nationality. This book is God's favor. He completed it with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he perfected it. He perfected not only the religion, but through this Quran, it lays down a perfect guide for the perfection of man. I have completed my favor on you. And I have chosen for you Islam as a religion. I have chosen, this is God talking. He's not talking that he has chosen for you some other faith. He has chosen for you submission to the will of God as the only path to his divine favor. I've been called divisive, a Hitler lover. They even went so far as to call me in the Jewish paper this week the new Hitler. A hater, a Klan lover. A con man, a bigot. And then, they topped it all off, they called me the devil himself. The aim is to discredit a man by the use of false terms without any just basis. The aim is to create an environment of hostility around that man that will keep the people from hearing what he has to say. If I'm a hater, who wants to be involved in hate? If I'm a bigot, who wants to be involved in bigotry? If I'm an anti-Semite, see, they're trying to discredit the power of my message by calling me names that will undercut my traction in my own people. It's not working. Look, forgive me. It is to alienate people from me who might desire to help me. Then it is designed to isolate me. And then, of course, destroy my influence among black people. And then, ultimately, the aim is to murder me. That's the ultimate aim. Now, I want you all to reason with me. You won't hear me tonight call for killing anybody. But look, so, brothers and sisters, the germ of murder is already sown in the heart of Jews across this nation and across the world. And those who sympathize with Jews, they have a heart now filled with murder for Louis Farrakhan. So some person is going to think, as the scripture says, that they're doing God a favor and seek my death. Isn't that something? When I spoke in the forum in Los Angeles, 19,000 black people came out. The Jewish Defense League was outside chanting to kill Farrakhan. Kill Farrakhan. Yesterday, on the news, we saw them asking the question, what do you want? We want Farrakhan. How do you want him? We want him dead. Now, you can't find one word in the text of my speeches that calls for death to Jews. But I am made to look like a total wicked man, and here are people calling for my death. Let me say to you, Mr. Press and Mr. Government of America, what do you think will happen to America if anything happens to me? I was born to do a work for Almighty God, for the liberation of my people in America and oppressed people all over the world, so death don't faze me. But I wonder, are you as ready to die as you are to kill? People that are angry with Farrakhan. Who are they? Are the people that are angry with me the righteous? Would you say that the Jews who are angry with me are righteous people? They're not? I didn't hear you. That's what I thought you said. What about the United States government? It censured me. Is this a righteous government? Would you say that the mayor is a righteous and just mayor? If Jesus or God were to judge the governor, would Governor Cuomo come out on God's side? Well, who are these people that condemn me? And their character? And out of what spirit do they condemn me? And who are these that support me? Who are they? Look, what is the nature and the quality of you who stood outside, crushed in line, to come here tonight to see your brother? You are the ones that have been deprived of justice by the rich of this nation. You represent the oppressed. And if God sends a deliverer to the oppressed, will the oppressor love him? They have compared me with the most evil of their people. Why did not they compare me with some of the better men of history? Or why did not you compare me with the best of men, particularly the man that is reputed in both the Bible and the Quran to be one of the most virtuous men that ever lived, and that is Jesus? Why did not you say, Press, he reminds us of Jesus? Now, wait a minute. That's not blasphemy. Jesus had a controversy with the Jews. Farrakhan
controversy with the Jews. Listen, just listen. Jesus was hated by the Jews. Farrakhan is hated by the Jews. Jesus was scourged in the synagogue and in the temples. And Farrakhan's name was ringing in the synagogues and temples of this nation as a wicked and evil man who has come against the Jewish people. What did they hate Jesus for? Was it because Jesus exposed their wicked hypocrisy? Was it because Jesus came for the poor, for the disinherited, for the despised and the rejected? The work of Jesus was a work of healing. He caused the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the lame to walk, and he raised the dead to life. Was not that a good work? But look, they called a man that did a work like that a devil. Read your Bible. They called Jesus a devil. I am not a Rudy Poop Johnny come lately. I have been working in the black community for 30 long years. You are just like Columbus. You just discovered me yesterday, and now you think I just came into existence. The power of truth opens your ears, and after you hear the truth, your tongue that was knotted with fear is unloosed, and you speak with the tongue of a free man. You speak the language of truth. And by the grace and power of Almighty God, we are rebuilding the nation of Islam that was destroyed by the federal government of the United States under Hoover's wicked counterintelligence program. Even as Jesus was blessed to raise Lazarus from the dead, God is blessing me to raise up a nation of black people who are considered mentally, morally, socially, spiritually, politically, and economically dead. Lazarus was not dead physically. He had a napkin over his eyes. His hands were bound, his feet were bound, and all he needed was to hear his master's voice. So Jesus said to Martha, "He's not asleep. He's not dead. He's asleep." And he went to the cave or the tomb where he was and said, "Lazarus, come forth. Satan, loose him and let him go." When you hear the voice of truth, the napkin of falsehood that they have tied around your eyes, you pull it off. Your hands bound, your feet bound, but here you come out of the cave, out of the dope den, out of the wine hall, out of the places of ill repute, on your way to the garden. What did you come to hear? What did you come to see? A man shaking in the wind? No, you came to hear that which would give life to black people. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, it was then that the authorities said, "My God, if we don't stop this man, he'll have the whole world believing in him." Are you listening to me? It was then, after he fed the multitude and raised Lazarus from the dead, that the people began to suspect that this was the Messiah that they had long been looking for. And so the word went throughout the land, and they were saying when he came to Jerusalem, "Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest." He came riding into Jerusalem on an ass. Jerusalem was the capital city of the Jews, and New York City is the capital city of Jews in America. And I have come here tonight, and you have come out, and your words are words of honor, words of praise. When the people began praising Jesus, that was just the beginning. That was the signal that he was about to be betrayed. His crucifixion, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension was to take place, bringing about the judgment and destruction of the wicked. Now, what do we see? If we see the rise of that which was destroyed, then you see a resurrection More importantly, not a resurrection of that which is narrowly called the nation of Islam, but you see a resurrection in the spirit of the people in general to stand up and fight for their own liberation. This is the resurrection of the dead that the scriptures of the Bible and Quran is talking about. When you see your black brothers in South Africa rising up with nothing in their hands, challenging a powerful government that has oppressed them, you are witnessing the resurrection of the dead. Where will you stand? What will you do? This is why Governor Cuomo said, what Farrakhan teaches will tear the country apart. What kind of country do you have? If truth will tear your country apart, your country should never have existed in the first place. Now, brothers and sisters, the Jesus of 2,000 years ago, according to the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to us, and according to history, he never spoke to the multitudes. Not that man 2,000 years ago. There were hardly any multitudes in Palestine. The Jews did not want to hear what he had to say. He was calling them back to the law of Moses that they had rejected. He only taught 35 or 36 people at a time. That poor man suffered much for the truth. But today, thanks to Almighty God, Allah, we're speaking to tens of thousands of people across this nation, and the wicked are very surprised, and they're angry, because no matter what they've said against me, black people are coming out to hear what we have to say. Listen, this again shows that their propaganda does not have any more effect on the minds of the people. Look, who were the enemies of Jesus? The scribes. Look at the word scribes. It comes from the Latin word scribo, which means to write. The writers, they were Jesus' enemies. How do the writers treat me? They're my enemies. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the chief priests. And there was a hypocritical element of the people that were around Jesus that claimed to believe, but they really did not. Now the Jews are going throughout America trying to line up. No better. Now the Jews will not come out and challenge me in a substantial way and say, Farrakhan, don't call me anti-Semitic. Say, Farrakhan, you are a liar. Then present the truth. See, they don't do that. If they had the truth to refute me, they would have used it by now. But the Quran says, when truth comes, falsehood vanishes, and falsehood is forever a vanishing thing. They cannot say that because they don't have the power to condemn what I say. Now, this is going to get very heavy in just a minute. I want you to hold on tight here. Hold on. They don't have the power to condemn me, so they falsely label me. And they use the stranglehold that they have over the government. Did you hear what I said? The Jewish lobby has a stranglehold on the government. 246 members of the House of Representatives are honorary members of the Israeli Knesset. And 46 United States senators are honorary members of the Knesset. This is why whatever they want, they get it, because the president himself is actually punking out to the Jewish lobby. The president. And let me tell you, selling America right on down the tube. Not only don't they want you to hear what I have to say, they don't want common white people to hear what I have to say, because, my dear 5% brothers of the 5% nation, in your lessons, who is masses of black people have been deceived. 85% of the masses of white people have been deceived. 85% of the human family of the earth has been deceived. And there's a small clique of 10% who know the truth, who know the living God, but are bloodsuckers of the poor and keep the poor ignorant to the knowledge of God and the knowledge of the truth. Bear with me, because it's going to get a little heavier than what it is right now. To get to the oppressor. And you know who the buffer is? It's these privileged Negroes who become apologists for a system of oppression, a system of apartheid, a system that is unjust. And so I say to all of you, your excuses are ended. Yeah? If you join with the enemies of truth, then you will put yourself into the chastisement of Allah. You will not escape. You will suffer great loss, ruin, and ultimately a disgraceful death if you reject the truth and join with the enemies to condemn a man that only seeks your liberation. You can't be charged with it for yesterday because we were ignorant. We were not awake. But today, if you join your enemy to kill a just man, then the pain of what your father deserved for killing and betraying Natana, then my visit, Gabriel Proctor, Booker T, W.E.B., Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, all of it will come down on this generation. I'm your last chance. God is ending your excuses. You can't say the brother is not articulate. God makes me to make it so plain, even a fool can't miss it. You can't say he's an ugly dude. God makes me pleasant for you to look at. Though, I don't consider myself the equal of none of those men that I call. I come at the right time. I come in the fullness of time when it all has to be wrapped up. And because I'm on time, I will be more successful than all those that went before me, because the time is right, the season is right, you are right, the conditions are right. We must go free now. Now is the time.
Oh, wow. ايدك في ايديا وفرد ذنبك ادخل بالعنين